On Friday morning, Donald Trump becomes president of the United States. The backlash against his election was intense in places like Portland and Seattle, cities that overwhelmingly voted for Hillary Clinton. But east of the Cascades, where support for Trump was widespread, opponents of the president-elect are working more quietly. In the latest installment in our series about the inauguration and the impact on the Pacific Northwest, we head east of the Cascades. As Chris Lehman reports, opponents of the president-elect may not be as numerous in more rural areas, but they are using the election to build momentum.
In mid-November, thousands of people took to the streets in cities across the nation, including Portland and Seattle, to express their unhappiness with Trump's election. Protesters gathered in the central Oregon city of Bend, too, but their numbers were smaller.
Rally. They brought songs, signs, and slogans to that demonstration.
The people united will never be divided.
That's coverage on Bend TV station KTVZ. One of that rally's organizers was Leif Bamberg, a 20-something activist who says he moved to Bend from Portland a few years ago for the clean air and natural beauty. After the marching and chanting at the anti-Trump rally was over, Bamberg says he sat down with his friends to try to figure out what to do next. The answer? Take the slogans they were chanting seriously. You know, the one about the people being united?
We brainstormed this idea that all of these movements, all of the progressive activists that are out there need to start working together, stop being siloed off in their own pet issues, because at this point everything's on the table.
Bamberg and others in Central Oregon formed what they're calling the Protect Our Progress Coalition. They say they're worried that the Trump administration will implement policies that threaten religious minorities, health care, and the environment. One of their first projects culminated at this mid-December meeting of the Bend City Council.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
The Protect Our Progress Coalition arranged for council members to approve a proclamation they called Not in Our Town. Council member Nathan Boddy read from the document.
Be it resolved that the city of Bend stands up against bigotry and hate-based violence of all kinds and declares that no one shall be discriminated against
because
of race.
While Bend itself is somewhat moderate, politically speaking, Deschutes County as a whole voted for Donald Trump. Thomas Risley drove up to Bend from one of the county's outlying communities, Lapine. The teenager identifies as part of the LGBT community. He says a resolution like this one has the potential to be more than symbolic.
Our public officials, if they're condemning it and there's going to be stigma, then that stigma can be utilized so that it could protect minorities. And I think that's part of the reason why having this proclamation was important.
Risley says he's worried that minorities will feel the brunt of the new Trump administration policies. He says he turned 18 in time to vote for the first time in last year's election. As you can probably guess, his preferred candidate didn't win.
That's how democracy works. If not everyone else agrees with what you're saying, if not everyone else values the same thing, then that's kind of it.
Another candidate who didn't win was Greg Delgado, who ran as a Democrat for a state Senate seat in Bend. Delgado is now turning his efforts to helping the fledgling coalition of left-leaning groups in Central Oregon.
We all have to become leaders in this conversation now to say we need a communities that respect and reflect us as people, and so we have to take more responsibility in the leadership and the development of our community.
Delgado says the coalition wants to engage in conversations with business and community leaders to help people on all sides of the political spectrum develop the tools to have healthy, peaceful dialogue on issues where they may not see eye to eye. It's likely some of that dialogue will continue to take the form of protest, though. Like in many cities around the country, there's a march planned in Bend for when Donald Trump takes the oath of office. I'm Chris Lehman in Bend, Oregon.